Good morning and welcome to worship on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost. As we gather together where two or three gather in Jesus' name, He is here in our midst. A welcome to those who are worshiping with us via the live stream. We're glad that you're worshiping today with us. And we begin our service with the brief order of confession and forgiveness. I invite all who are able to stand as we confess our sins before God. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse us, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. On that word of grace and promise, I invite you now to take a moment for self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, eternal goodness, immeasurable love, you place your gifts before us. We eat and are satisfied. Fill us and this world in all its need with the life that comes only from you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from Exodus chapter 16. The whole congregation of Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of Israelites, 'Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God." In the evening quails came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." The word of the Lord. The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the hand of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you are called to one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gifts. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended in the same way who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth of love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament in which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. The word of the Lord.
The Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life,
which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to him, what must we do to perform the works of God? Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. So they said to him, what sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. What feeds your soul? That was the question I asked at the beginning of Wednesday's Bible study this past week. What feeds your soul, or what gives you life? I wanted to begin by having the participants think about those things that give us life, the things we cherish, the things that enrich our lives, the things that give our lives purpose and meaning. What feeds your soul? Not surprisingly, since the participants of this Bible study are all members of Central Lutheran Church, their responses included things like worship, liturgy, music. Others answered things like taking a daily walk, being in nature, the amazing diversity of God's creation. Others mentioned that what gives them life or what feeds their soul are people, the relationships they have, their loved ones. What feeds your soul? Surely all of their responses are the kinds of things that feed our souls, the sort of things that give us life. Or give us our life's purpose and meaning. I wanted us to begin by thinking about the gifts God gives us and how in turn those gifts feed us, feed our souls. In part, what I was fishing for was a sense of gratitude that wells up inside of us. A gratitude that comes when we recognize all that God provides. Because in my experience, gratitude leads to response. At a very early age, we learn that when we're given a gift, our response is to say thank you. We teach that to our children. But it can also lead us to action. Often a sense of gratitude is what motivates us to give in response. And not just in a reciprocal way, but with the overwhelming gratitude that goes beyond giving back to the giver and instead propels us to pay it forward by giving to someone else. Yet given the gospel text for today, what I probably should have asked is, not what feeds your soul, but who. Who feeds your soul? Only that would have been way too obvious. For people of faith like us, the definitive answer, of course, is God. God feeds our soul. More specifically, God incarnate, God in the flesh, God who comes to us in the person of Jesus Christ, God who in the body and blood of Jesus pours out his life for us. That's who feeds our soul. That's who gives us life. So the question isn't really who feeds us, or excuse me, the question isn't who really what feeds us, but it's who feeds us. Because earlier we heard how Jesus told the crowds who had come looking for him, these are the very same people who had eaten their fill of the 5 loaves and 2 fish. We heard how Jesus told them, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. This food, Jesus says, this bread is not the same as the bread that rained down from heaven, which God gave their ancestors way back when they were wandering in the wilderness. Rather, it is the true bread from heaven God provides, the bread which gives life to the world. Naturally, those people who had been searching for Jesus want this bread Jesus is referring to. They want this bread for themselves. So they say, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus responds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But notice, Jesus doesn't say, I was the bread of life, nor does he say, I will be the bread of life, but rather, I am. I am the bread of life. That emphasis isn't on the past tense gave, as in the manna that they mistakenly think Moses gave their ancestors. Nor is it the bread that Jesus gave them earlier when they ate their fill. Rather, Jesus is speaking of the present tense gives, as in this bread of life God gives so that they may have life. The gift of God that God gives so that the world may have life. The gift that God gives so that we might have life. The gift that God gives so that you might have life. The gift of the I am, who is the bread of life, is given to us from a gracious and merciful God who continues to give this gift over and over again to those who hunger and thirst in the presence of God, so that they who come with their hands outstretched to the Lord's table to feast on Christ's broken body and blood shed and poured out for us and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin, so that we may be nourished and strengthened for the journey, for every step along the way, and so that we, together as a community of faith, might share this bread with the world. This gift is given freely to us from the very same God who continuously feeds our soul and gives us life. So that with gratitude and thanksgiving, we in turn can respond not by giving God back. We can't possibly pay God back, but by paying it forward, by sharing God's love and mercy and grace with the world around us. A world that's hungering for truth, thirsting for justice and righteousness, searching for purpose and meaning in their own lives, longing to be known and to know this one who is the bread of life, the bread of life who transcends past, present, and future, the one who was, who is, and who will be, always the one who will be, this one who feeds the soul and gives us life abundant, an everlasting life, both now and forever. Thanks be to God. I invite all who are able to stand as we sing together, O Living Bread from Heaven.
Amen.
As we continue standing, I invite you to join the whole church as we profess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was crucified by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we continue with the prayers of the people. And I know that the Holy Spirit did not crucify Jesus. Rooted in Christ and sustained by the Spirit, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all of creation. You call your church to be the body of Christ. Awaken all the baptized to the gifts you provide for carrying out the work of ministry. Where the church is divided, knit us together and restore the unity of the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You command us to steward your creation. Help us to work together to reverse the effects of our abuse, overuse, and neglect. Equip us to protect the planet, its inhabitants, and all living things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You summon leaders to respond to the needs of your people. Instill those who govern with patience when confronted with grievances and perseverance in seeking what promotes the well-being of the global community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You create time for recreation in the midst of your creation. And so we continue to pray for the summer staff at Camp Lutherwood. Give them patience and the stamina to do their work with caring hands and open hearts, attentive to the needs of the campers in their care, and provide rest for their body, mind, and spirit when they are weary. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You draw near to those who cry out for help. Rain down the true bread from heaven that gives life to the world. Feed those who are hungry, reassure those who are despairing, and accompany those who are facing health concerns. Today we lift up Lou Berg, Nicole Christie, Jolynn Fabiano, Keith Jurasovich, Joy Lathrop, L. Ray Stewart Cook, Shirley Watson, and all those we hold silently in our hearts or name aloud now. For all these and for those known only to you, we pray, Lord, in your mercy. You provide food that endures for eternal life. Sustain us each day with the bread of life until we are gathered with all the saints and feast together at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift these and all our prayers to you, O God, confident in the promise of your saving love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. it is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us your Son Jesus, the bread of life, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray together the prayer Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God given freely to us, the people of God. For those worshiping in person today, I invite you to come and surround yourselves at the altar rail to receive the body and blood of Jesus. If you're unable to navigate the steps, please sit in the front row or raise your hand and the servers will come to you. For those worshiping with us from home, this is Christ's body. Take and eat. The blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink.
Thank you.
And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.